Okay, good evening. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Se'if. Where are we holding? Se'if Dalet, I think, right? On Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, I think that's today. Yeah, so Be'ez Hashem, we're finishing up Siman Reish Mem Ches. We're trying to this evening. So we are. So far, Siman Reish Mem Ches has been about traveling on Erev Shabbos, or not just Erev Shabbos, the whole week before Shabbos. So Se'if Aleph was about traveling by boat on the days leading up to Shabbos. Se'if Beis was about traveling on and Se'if Beis also, and Se'if Gimel was about traveling on Shabbos itself. So we are holding at Se'if Dalet. Now Se'if Dalet is not going to be about traveling by boat. It's going to be about traveling by dry land. So Ayotzim b'Shayara b'Midbar. If a person goes out on a caravan in the desert, everyone knows that they're going to need to be mechal Shabbos. Because you can't stay alone in the midbar on Shabbos all alone, so you're going to need to be mechal Shabbos. Shloshi yom kodem Shabbos asur mlatzes. You can't go out within 3 days of Shabbos. Ubiyom rishon, b'sheni, b'shlishi mutar lotzes. But on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to go out on such a caravan. V'machar kach yera lo sakonav yitztarich lechal Shabbos. Maybe koach nefesh mutar vein kan chilul. And if later on you have to end up being mechal Shabbos, that's not your problem. That's mutar, and it's not going to be a violation of chilul Shabbos. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lechal Shabbos if katan chav hey, afilu b'sidrabanan. Even if it's an isidrabanan that you're going to need to be mechal Shabbos, you still can't go out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with that plan. Ubiyom rishon, sheni b'shlishi, kvar nispar atam mishum deim nekraim al shem Shabbos ha'avar. We already explained why Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is mutar, because that's associated with the preceding Shabbos. Vein tzarich liyizar ata shloyav l'dei chilul Shabbos haba. So when you're dealing with Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you don't need to be thinking about the coming Shabbos yet. So even though if you were to think about it, you'd realize that you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, you don't have to worry about that. That's only when it's speculative that you might have to be Mechal Shabbos. Then we could say, okay, I don't have to think about what I might have to do. But if you know for sure that you're going to need to be Mechal Shabbos, then it's going to be Aser. And that's why people nowadays have the practice that they put themselves even in a little bit of danger in order not to be Mechal Shabbos, in order that they shouldn't have violated the Isser Lemafreya when they went out knowing that they're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. So they push their limits a little bit to put themselves in a little bit of Sakana. In the Dirshu, he points out that Rav Moshe writes that even though normally if a person is machmir when there's a chashash sakana, he's mischayev benafsho, you're not allowed to be machmir when there's a chashash sakana. Over here we're not talking about a real chashash sakana, we're talking about that it's a little bit more nota the sakana, that some people would think of this as a sakana, some people would not think of this as a sakana. I mean, there are three categories. There are things that are just inherently dangerous that you got to be a nut to want to do. Then there are things that are not dangerous at all, and you're a nut if you think that it is dangerous. And then there are things that are subject to the person. So we're in that middle category where it's subject to the person. And the desire not to be Mechal Shabbos will give the person the bravery to put himself in the, among those who's not nervous about it. And therefore, it's not going to be a violation of Chil Shabbos. Sivkot and Chavzayin v'machar kachyara. And if something comes up afterwards where you're going to need to be Mechal Shabbos, you could do it. Ratzalom, the kimad de memeila nesabe v'adam v'lebesof ubonu shal pikoach nefesh ein kan chilul. Since in the end of the day it happened that there needed to be a chilul Shabbos because of a sakana, that's not called chilul Shabbos. In the Dirshu, he quotes from Rav Nissim Krelitz that if someone who goes out 3 days before Shabbos and after a day or two on the road he gets to a makom yishuv, so he's not sure if you're allowed to continue to go, if you're allowed to continue to travel. Meaning, let's say you didn't start your journey within 3 days of Shabbos, but you were at a pit stop and now you're restarting the journey within 3 days of Shabbos. So he raises a suffix about that. You have similar sveikos when it comes to Tfilas HaDerech. Do you say new Tfilas HaDerech when you're taking a connecting flight or something like that? Pashto says you don't, that it's all one journey. Anyway, Upashto Dulkuliyama Asulolav Tiach Lishayara, Beishi Yishtatif Yimam. What you certainly cannot do is you cannot give them a guarantee that, don't worry, if anything comes up, I'll help you and I'll be Mechal Shabbos, even if you're only claiming that you're going to help on a Melacha Drabanan. Even if by failing to promise that, you're not willing to sign the waiver that I hereby agree to be Mechal Shabbos if something were to come up, so they're not going to let you on the boat, on the caravan, or the whole trip will be cancelled. If your mother not going to want to participate with you, even if it's a dvar mitzvah, that you can't do. You cannot sign on the dotted line that I am hereby agreeing to be mechal Shabbos. If it comes up and it's pekach nefesh, okay, so then we have our guidelines. But to hereby agree in advance that you're going to be mechal Shabbos, that would be terrible. Says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter, va'olal Eretz Yisrael, the person who's making aliyah, im nizdam nilo shayara, afilu berav Shabbos, kivin to dvar mitzvah, yachal ifrosh. Even though you're not allowed to get on a caravan within 3 days of Shabbos, if you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you can even go on Erev Shabbos. Uposigim on lishpos, just make a deal with the fellows driving the caravan that they should rest on Shabbos. V'machash yivimidmoy, lishul lishpos imo, yachal lachsimam chutz l'tchum nepikoach nefesh. And if later, when it comes down to it, they don't want to rest on Shabbos, they don't want to stop, so you can go with them even outside of the tchum because of pikuach nefesh. V'im nichnas li'ir achas b'Shabbos, if you enter into a particular city on Shabbos, mahalich is cool, you can travel throughout the entire city. V'afilu inichu michutz li'ir brotzi l'karis li'ir mutter. And even if they leave you outside of the city and you want to enter into the city, it's mutter. D'kim d'l'dvar mitzvah nafak yesh alpayimama l'kol ruach. Since you went for a dvar mitzvah, you have alpayimama in the city. You're not limited to only 4 amos in the city. You could travel 2,000 amos. That becomes like your new makom shvisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sibkatan Chavches, va'olu l'Eretz Yisrael. So he said, if you're going for dvar mitzvah, you can get on the caravan on Friday. Yeshom dain v'davka k'delis yashiv ba. Yeshom dafilu amenas lahachzir. Machlokas achronim, does that mean that you're making aliyah? Or does that mean you're taking a vacation to Eretz Yisrael? Right? Is it, if you, even you're just going to take a trip to Eretz Yisrael, a vacation to Eretz Yisrael, can you go on Friday also? After all, that's also a mitzvah. If you're going to be holich dalet amos in Eretz Yisrael, that's considered a mitzvah as well. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Dirshu quotes over here, that's only if your kavana is l'shem mitzvah. If your kavana is l'shem vacation, then it doesn't work. Meaning people go to Eretz Yisrael, some people go to Eretz Yisrael and they're going because they don't like the weather in New York during the winter time, and it's much more comfortable where they're going in Eretz Yisrael. So that Rabbi Reisman pointed out, that's like going into a shul because it's raining. That's an Isra in the Shulchan Aruch. You're not supposed to use a makom kadosh for convenience. A person can go to Eretz Yisrael because they're drawn to the kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So that's where we have such a day in Shulchan Aruch that you can even hop on the plane on Friday. And he says, and we're going to see later at the very end of this si'if that the Ramah very much expands the category of Dvar Mitzvah. So once we super expand the category of Dvar Mitzvah, going to Eretz Yisrael counts as a Dvar Mitzvah, even if it's just for a bit. You should make a deal with them to rest for Shabbos. You must make that deal with them. And if they don't agree to it, then you cannot go with them. Like I explained in the Bir Halacha, and he points out that even though we had a machlokas earlier in this simin, whether it's ma'akev or not, whether the psika is ma'akev or not, he says over here we cannot be makel. Even those who are makel over there, over here we're not going to be makel, because there are a lot of people that are not happy with the entire kula of our siv. Siv katan lamid yachal lo lachas emisari l'sakev pamid barshem yivkushku b'chayus ro, so yivku b'listim v'yigzul mena behemtov v'yuchal lachas bragel v'yistakev. If you're afraid to be in the midbar because they're going to be attacked by wild beasts or bandits, and they're going to steal your stuff from you, you're not going to be able to, they can steal your animal, you're not going to be able to go by foot, and it's going to be dangerous. So then take your money, you're not going to be able to buy anything that you need to survive. They're going to take your clothing when it's freezing out. In all those cases, that's all called pikoach nefesh. If you have security concerns, even if you don't think anyone's going to kill you, but you think they're going to take away things that you need for your survival, then you can keep on going, even though it's outside of the tchum. Ruach Nefesh. Chutz L'Tchum Sivkat Lamed Aleph Huadin Afilu Chutz L'Yubayz Milam Yishari. Chutz L'Tchum doesn't only mean the Tchum of 2,000 Amos, even the Tchum of 12 Mil. Ad She'Yegil L'Makom Shein Shom Shuv Chashash Sakanus Nefashos V'Yiparim Em V'Yishpah Sham. Until you get to a safe place. Once you get to a safe place, then you should stop traveling. Then you stop and you rest. V'Yishlam Shom V'Payim Amo L'Kol Ruach. And from there you have 2,000 Amos in every direction. So that you can go even beyond the tchum of Yud Beis Mil, but once you get to a safe place, you have to stop. V'im nichnas if katan lam beis the kibin the bal mesiyata chutz l'tchum im pikuach nefesh. Since you had to go outside of the tchum only because of pikuach nefesh, v'gam mitchilas ubershus nafak. And when you went on that caravan, you were allowed to al kein lo avikshar yata chutz l'tchum dinu el dal ramos. So this doesn't have the normal din of yata chutz l'tchum. If you purposely just walk outside of your tchum, now you're limited to Dalet Amos. But over here, you were allowed to join the caravan, and once you were on the caravan, you were allowed to travel outside the tchum. So now that you did that, you're going to get 2,000 Amos. You're not only going to be limited to Dalet Amos. But this only works that you get 2,000 Amos if you went for a real legitimate Dvar Mitzvah. But to say, well, making money is a mitzvah because I need to support my family, even though the Ramah is going to say that that might be a mitzvah, not as far as the tchum is concerned. You have to das hagah shekam zem mikri tzarech mitzvah. Even though we're going to soon see the Rama says that's also called a mitzvah. Mikol makom lin shia yochel lahalak b'tov kali ir v'chein mashkas u'mechaber v'afilu yesh alpayim l'kol ruach ein l'smach l'zav kivin shar v'poskim cholken hazeh. We shouldn't rely on it to be considered a dvar mitzvah as far as giving you 2,000 amos once you get to a city after you've gone beyond the tchum. The kivin del dvar mitzvah sevkar lam gimel avam yatzel nitchil v'dvar rishus. If initially you went out for a dvar rishus, even though now you're allowed to go outside of the tchum because of pikuach nefesh, mikol makom kivin shavur mitchila al das chacham b'mashi yatzotok shloshi yamim. But since you violated what the chacham said by going within 3 days of Shabbos, hareu kishar yatzichutzutchum dinu ela arba amos. Once you didn't go when you went on that caravan, you weren't allowed to go. Now you're going to be limited to the dalet amos, even though by the time you were going chutzutchum, it was already dangerous and you had no choice, but you're going to be limited to dalet amos. V'miyatza kodem shloshiyam afilu dvar rishus. If you go before 3 days, even for a dvar rishus, kivin dahasha yitzarich latzis mnei b'kuach nefesh, yesh alpayim amos l'kol ruach. Since right now you had to go outside of the tchum because of b'kuach nefesh, and when you initially went, you were allowed to go, so that's why you're going to get 2,000 amos, plus kosu simen tov zayin. Old kasav, dim halach tov shloshiyam mneisha sover shemutalech tov shloshiyamim. What if you went within 3 days of Shabbos and you weren't supposed to, but you didn't know that you weren't supposed to? You thought it was mutter. So havile shogig. Then you're a shogig v'yishol paimam l'chol ruach v'chein kasu shariach rodin. That's what the other Achronim say. So long story short, he says, what he's saying is that if you left beheter, so you left more than 3 days before Shabbos, so you left beheter, and now you're in a situation where pikuach nefesh, you have to go chutz l'tchum, you're going to get alpayim amma. If you left be'isr, you're only going to get dalet amos. But if you left be'isr thinking it was beheter, you get alpayim amma. Says the Rama, let's do the Rama, we might as well finish up. Yesh arm shekal makam shadam holech l'schora oliros p'nei chavero chashem hakol dvar mitzvah. That a business visit or a social visit is also called a dvar mitzvah. Ve'enu chashem dvar shos rak sholech l'tayel. A dvar shos is only if you're going for fresh air or something like that, or to see the sights. Valkei nagu b'tzas mekomos lahakol binyan hafogas hasfinos v'alichas shiara tok shloshi yamim. And that's why a lot of people are makel about all of this entire simon, traveling on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Ki chosh mekol dvar mitzvah, because they put everything in the bucket of dvar mitzvah. Everything's in the category of dvar mitzvah. Being mekabel kol adam, save upon him yafos. It's a mitzvah. So I'm going to go greet my friend and I'm going to give him a nice smile. It's a mitzvah. Making money to support my family is a mitzvah. Ve'in limchus b'yadon, we shouldn't make a macha against such people. All the yeshem al mashi yismachu, because they do have what to rely on. So sivkatan lamedalin l'schora afilu yesh l'mezonos v'aluch l'schora l'arvacha. Even if you have what to eat and you're just going to make more money, v'ligvot mos mei yehudi she'uchal kolot she'enu gosis lo mikri p'seid avadais. If you're going to collect money from a non-Jew who owes you money and he's sick and he's not a gosis yet, that's not called a definite loss. V'al yirabba mekel b'zeh, but the El Yirabba allows you to do that. The logar mei l'uch l'schora, because it's like going for business. V'al kein mutu la'af l'gavor zeh b'tok shol. So you're allowed to get on the caravan within 3 days.
Vayelikamansim shulam etes magen Avram sif katan yivyum l'shul brushav v'alicha shayara v'das ha magen Avram.
Rabbanan b'shem kama poskim de balicha sheyora ein lahakel, that to get on a caravan with the argument that this is a dvar mitzvah to go for a business trip, the Magen Avraham says we should not be maker like this Rama. The ein limchos. In a place where the minig is not to be makel, we shouldn't be makel. The kama poskim sovereign to be in the mitzvah gemura, because there are many poskim that hold that it is considered that you need a real mitzvah gemura. This is subject of a major machlokes of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, where if you have a doctor who knows that he's going to have to go into the hospital on Shabbos morning, can he start Shabbos at home, or does he need to sleep in the hospital? So Shlomo Zalman says that he can leave the hospital Friday afternoon to go home and be with his family to begin Shabbos, because that's considered tzorach mitzvah, and you're allowed to travel at tzorach mitzvah. Being with your family is also tzorach mitzvah. Rav Moshe, however, says, nope, you got to stay by the hospital, mechites. You're going to go be mechal Shabbos, and you're not going to, and when you know that, that's coming up. Okay, so to summarize what we learned today, we said traveling on dry land when there's a risk of chil Shabbos is mutter if it's more than 3 days before Shabbos, or you're going to Eretz Yisrael because it's a bar mitzvah, provided that you make a deal to rest on Shabbos. Then we said if you're in a midbar, you can travel outside the tchum and get and then you still get 2,000 amos in the city that you entered. And then the Rama had told us that social and business visits are also dvar mitzvah. The Mishmur quotes Machlokas whether collecting a debt from a sick nachri is the same as schara. Mishabura says to only rely on this Rama if you live in a place that the minhag is already that way, to rely on this Rama. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night we'll pick up with Simon Reish Mem Tes. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.